阶段性检测。八、阅读理解 A。
Think back to a time in your life when you tried something new. When I was a teenager, I volunteered to pass out water at a local race. I was so excited to see all the different runners who passed by and quickly took a cup of water. Some ran past, some walked past, and a few wheeled past. I saw so many types of people doing it. I thought maybe I could do it too. The next year, I decided to run for the race, but I had little running practice. I just wanted to finish. On the day of the race, it was terribly hot. After running for about 5 miles, I was thinking, I must be crazy. Why did I do this? What was I thinking? And at one moment, I said to myself, I am never doing this again. That first 10-kilometer race was quite an experience. I jogged, I walked, I jogged and walked. At times, I didn't know if I could finish. Near the end, a 70-year-old man ran past me, very fast, and I felt a little embarrassed that I was more than 50 years younger than him, and I couldn't even keep up with him. But then I realized something. He was running his race, and I was running mine. How often in life do we compare ourselves to others when we really shouldn't? I decided that I would not give up on running races, and that one day I would be one of those 70-year-old men who was still running. As I crossed the finishing line, I was proud of myself. I didn't regret having such an experience. Think back to a time in your life when you tried something new. When I was a teenager, I volunteered to pass out water at a local race. I was so excited to see all the different runners who passed by and quickly took a cup of water. Some ran past, some walked past, and a few wheeled past. I saw so many types of people doing it. I thought maybe I could do it too. The next year, I decided to run for the race, but I had little running practice. I just wanted to finish. On the day of the race, it was terribly hot. After running for about 5 miles, I was thinking, I must be crazy. Why did I do this? What was I thinking? And at one moment, I said to myself, I am never doing this again. That first 10-kilometer race was quite an experience. I jogged, I walked, I jogged and walked. At times, I didn't know if I could finish. Near the end, a 70-year-old man ran past me, very fast, and I felt a little embarrassed that I was more than 50 years younger than him, and I couldn't even keep up with him. but then I realized something. He was running his race, and I was running mine. How often in life do we compare ourselves to others when we really shouldn't? I decided that I would not give up on running races, and that one day I would be one of those 70-year-old men who was still running. As I crossed the finishing line, I was proud of myself. I didn't regret having such an experience.